From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An earthquake strikes Afghanistan and Pakistan. Nearly 300 people were killed and 1,700 injured. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake was centered in northern Afghanistan and registered a magnitude of 7.5. The casualty figures are expected to rise. Turkish officials say 9 people have been killed, including 2 police officers, in a raid on a suspected Islamic State cell in southeast Turkey. Dorian Jones reports.
The dawn raid Monday by security forces on a suspected Islamic State safe house resulted in a gun battle raging for hours in the Diyarbakir province of southeast Turkey. The predominantly Kurdish region is close to the Syrian border and is widely believed to be a recruitment center for jihadists fighting in Iraq and Syria. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The United States and Indonesia have agreed to deepen cooperation. President Barack Obama met Monday with Indonesian President Joko Widodo for talks at the White House. Says part of the U.S. effort to rebalance toward the Asia-Pacific region. Topics included climate change, security, trade, terrorism, and maritime cooperation. An opposition leader is claiming victory in Sunday's Republic of Congo referendum because of what he calls a very poor turnout. Guy Kinfusia-Romaine, president of the Union for Democracy and Republic Party, said the Congolese people heeded the opposition's call to stay at home. He called the referendum an illegal means of keeping the president in power. Haitians went to the polls Sunday to select a presidential candidate from the more than 50 people running for the country's top office. Two candidates have emerged as serious contenders, Jude Celestin and Marcel Narcisse. Results are expected in November. This is VOA News.